Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Today is Friday, January 14th, 2011. My name is Angela Walton-Raji, and this is the African Roots Podcast. Remember, you can always reach me at africanrootspodcast@gmail.com. Well, how's everybody doing? I know that, wow, can you believe it? We're almost halfway through the month. And it seems as if New Year's was just a day or two ago. So time does march on very, very quickly. Hopefully things have settled down for you. The holidays are now over. The tree's taken down. And we're well into this new year and this new season. Things are coming up. Workshops are being planned. By the way, I'll throw out something that I know it's going to be coming up, I believe, next week. And that is going to be a registration opportunity for those of you who've been toying with the idea of attending some of the workshops at Samford University. Well, registration's going to open up next week, so go and take a look at their website and take a look at the different courses that they're offering. I know at least 10 are being planned for this year. Registration is going to be on a staggered basis, so their system won't be crashing when people get online at the same time. But anyway, I know that registration is going to be opening up, so take a look at that by all means. And who knows, maybe we'll run into each other next summer. Some things are coming up. In fact, one is a postponement. There was to have been a presentation at the Philadelphia African American Genealogy Group, their monthly meeting last week. Well, not last week, this past Tuesday. But many of you know a big storm hit the Northeast yet again, and that meeting has been postponed until next Tuesday evening. And yours truly, myself, I will be speaking and giving a presentation on documenting African and Native American ancestors. My focus is particularly researching blended families. So hopefully, weather permitting, all will go well, and I look forward to seeing friends in Philadelphia. Coming up on this coming Sunday, in Clark County, well, actually, this is going to be in Athens, Georgia. It is a workshop looking at, and this is really in honor of Martin Luther King's birthday. It's part of this holiday weekend. Dr. Al Hester is going to be speaking at the Athens Clark County Library, and he's going to be talking about his particular work, his most recent work, looking at the local history. And you know how I feel about local history. It's so very, very important. And this particular book is going to be looking at two former state legislators who were at one time slaves, and they came from that very area, from Clark County, Georgia. He's going to be focusing on, in his lecture, Madison Davis and Albert Richardson. Now, Dr. Hester is a retired professor from the University of Georgia's journalism department, and he himself has taken a strong interest in local history of Clark County, and particularly African American history. I understand there will be a book signing at that event as well. I'm talking about Sunday at 3 p.m. at the Athens Clark County Library in Athens, Georgia. So if you have a chance to get there, by all means do. And you can also get an author signed book as well. Also coming up in early February, as I said, the season's beginning to pick up, and as more and more announcements are made, I will be sharing them with you. Coming up in, I guess it's the Hudson River area, River Valley, Rockland County Community College is hosting an event on Saturday, February the 5th, and they are one of the institutions around the country that is hosting the traveling exhibition that was created by the Smithsonian Institution. Many of you saw it if you live in the greater Washington, D.C. area, and I'm referring to the exhibition Indivisible, African Native Americans in the Americas. I will be speaking there on the 5th, and I'm looking forward to seeing friends at Rockland County. It should be an interesting event. It's going to be actually an all-day event. They're going to be officially kicking off the exhibit. They're going to be speakers of actually on many topics. They're going to be workshops, panel discussions on African and Native American identities, and then I'll be conducting a genealogy workshop on how to document your families as well. So I'm looking forward to that. February is always an exciting time, and one organization with whom I've become quite impressed is an organization out of St. Louis. I'm referring to the St. Louis African American History and Genealogy Society. Well, for the second year in a row, they're hosting a conference. As I said, it's on February 19th, and they're conducting it in partnership with Harris Stowe State University. And this is going to be at the William Clay Early Childhood Development Education Center on North Compton Avenue in St. Louis. They have a good variety of speakers, and I'm impressed. Some of their speakers on their list I have heard speak. Others I have heard individuals speak about them. But I'm going to put a link for you so you can see. But just for your own information, Dr. Deborah Abbott, she's out of Ohio. I had a chance to meet her last summer at Samford University, and she also gave a very good presentation. Well, she's presenting at the St. Louis Genealogy Workshop, and her topic, Beyond the Basics, Vital Records and Related Sources. Janice Forte, whom I know has spoken at other national events, I believe that she was interviewed by one of the members of the Afrogenius team at a conference, I guess within the last year. I believe this was at the FGS conference, perhaps, in Chattanooga, I think. I know I've seen a video with her, and she's an author as well as a researcher, and she's going to particularly talk about using plantation journals in researching slave ancestry. Sheila Johnson Smith will be presenting on records in general, how one record leads to another and another. Dr. Robin Hansen is going to be speaking about DNA. And, you know, many of us have an interest or developed an interest in genetic research to identify the past, particularly the past that is undocumented. I've used DNA tests. I appreciate the data that I've gotten. I advise individuals myself to consider taking DNA, but not as a means to replacing the research that's involved in finding the stories in your family, but as a tool to learning a little bit about the past. I also recommend that individuals take a test on the lines that they have researched. Otherwise, I think that something can be missing otherwise. But anyway, back to the list of speakers. LaDonna Garner is going to be speaking on cemeteries. And you know, I like cemeteries as well because I think there's so much rich history to be found in cemeteries. And her presentation, CSI for Cemeteries, which is kind of neat. Again, I'm referring to the list of speakers that are going to be speaking in mid-February at the St. Louis African American History and Genealogy Society. Susan Anderson's going to be talking about things coming out of Family Search. And many of you know that Family Search is the site that is run by the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. It's a wonderful site, but many, many changes have come to that site. I've used the beta search, I've used the pilot, I've used their main search, and they've sort of merged into one, and there are a lot of new features that are there. And I can vouch for that. I just, in the last 2 weeks, found my grandparents' marriage certificate. I found my great-grandfather's marriage certificate through Family Search. And this marriage record, this particular marriage I'm referring to, took place in 1877. So you know that was pretty exciting to find that right there on that site. Diane Smoot is going to be speaking at that conference about making connections online and how to go about doing that. What are probably the better methods to utilize when placing a query, the queries that generate responses, and so on. James Vincent will be speaking about how to become a photo detective. We all have old photos in the family, but sometimes you might find yourself staring at a photo and wondering, who are these people? Well, he's going to be talking about methods of learning family history, or finding some answers, I guess is the better way to put it, by looking at certain features on photographs and how to date them. Michael Melendez is going to be speaking about youth genealogy, which interests a lot of people in terms of getting young people involved with researching their own family history. And that should be, an interesting session. And Julius Crouch will be giving a Back to Basics workshop, beginning how to get started. So it's something that I think that it's going to be a full day. I really encourage you to consider looking at their workshops. If you live within driving distance of St. Louis, whether you're across the river in Illinois, Edwardsville, Alton, Illinois, East St. Louis, or you're in St. Louis City or St. Louis County, try and attend that workshop. I'm impressed with their list of speakers. I've been watching them as sort of an up-and-coming society, and they seem to have a lot of energy. And I'm hoping that some of the folks I understand in Chicago might consider going down and attending the St. Louis event. I understand that folks in St. Louis came up to Chicago when that particular group had a conference, and they are very, very supportive of each other, mutually supportive, which I am so admiring of. I just think that that's a wonderful thing that's taking place, and really groups working together. Anyway, that's it right now in terms of announcements. You know that about a week or two ago, I recommended that you take a look at a site called About Our Freedom. You know, I am very happy to see that many individuals are beginning to talk about Civil War. And I'll come back to that in just a bit. But there are some other things that have caught my eye, and I have run into some people. Many of the people that I've mentioned and will be mentioning in the future, I'm finding them almost by chance, but not quite by chance. And what I mean by that is that I'm finding out about a lot of these wonderful sites and these fascinating things. I'm finding them or learning about them through social media. And although I use both Facebook and Twitter as well, I find that sometimes the most fascinating individuals I'm finding by following other genealogists on Twitter. I follow a number of people from different parts of the country, and as a result, when they put a message on Twitter, known as a tweet, then I get a chance to see to whom they're responding, or if they've put up a link to a neat site. Well, because I follow them, I see what they've written. Well, trust me, it's led me on some remarkable journeys into some new places, and which is what had brought me just through Twitter when I had discovered the amazing things that Robin Foster's been doing on her site About Our Freedom. I also appreciate the fact that many of the people whom I follow are utilizing some of the many applications that exist on some of the networking sites. And one of them, I began to put it all together today. I had noticed that About Our Freedom has a daily blog or a daily paper, so to speak, and I was impressed to see that. I noticed that the blogging guru, so to speak, Thomas McCanty, also had a daily, a Genie Bloggers Daily, which I found fascinating. And then I also began to realize another entity that I follow, a Louisiana genealogy group, they have a daily. And I began to say, what's going on? Well, I noticed that they all had a similar type of structure and realized they're using an app, which is a short term for an application. It's an application for those who use Twitter. And basically, you have a number of people who follow you. And if you use Twitter the way I use it, which for me, I use it primarily for genealogical purposes. I don't tweet personal kinds of messages, you know, hey, I'm going to go and do my laundry today. I don't put that kind of thing on Twitter. I put out messages that are of interest to other researchers. Well, since those are the people that I follow, those are the individuals from whom one can make a newspaper, a daily paper, if you so wish. Well, if you have at least 300 followers, it might be something to consider doing. People who follow you can find out other interesting things that either mention you or that you follow, and that might really be informative and useful and helpful. Excuse me, and helpful to others. And of course, that's what all of this is about, information, by all means. But I've, as I said, I have come to just look around and see what other people are doing. And there was a person whom I've seen her writing, and I've been impressed with her. And I stumbled upon one of her videos several months ago. And for whatever reason, I did not hotlist it or didn't end up following her at the time. So I kind of missed some of the other things that she's done until recently. I found her again as I was on one of the sites, and I was on YouTube, and I saw this wonderful video. And well, I found the video that I had seen before, which was a wonderful video of a woman talking to her granddaughter and really telling her things about the family history. Well, the genealogist whom I'm referring to is Antoinette Harrell, and she has started a series of workshops, and she's a busy woman. She's not only just doing this, she's interviewing other researchers, and she's started a series, I said workshops, a series of videos on YouTube. Her channel is called Nurturing Our Roots. I am so excited to see her work. She is taking what she loves and putting it on screen, and I've been really excited to see some of her videos that she has. And my recommendation to you is check her out. Her channel, as I said, just go youtube.com/nurturingourroots. She puts a lot of work into her videos. Some are interviews. One I just watched, and it was an interview with Bernice Bennett, whom I know her. I've had a chance to sit in on a couple of her workshops, but I met her, I guess it was in 2006, on the way to a genealogy conference in Arkansas. We were both in line to get on the same flight, and I've subsequently run into her again at other genealogy events, and this has been quite exciting. Well, guess what? She was interviewed recently by Antoinette, and that particular interview with her is on that channel. But there's just so much more, and I guess particularly I have come to appreciate the fact that she's one of those people who has I would just say, stepped out of her comfort zone and decided, you know what? There are things that I have to share. There are people that I have met, and that she has decided basically to start putting them on film. And I am impressed. I liked what I have seen so far. And of course, I just love always meeting a new researcher who's out there, and it's been kind of a fun thing to take a look at some of her videos. Some are just straight interviews with individuals on what they're doing, but she's taking it a little bit farther. She's also bringing people who do what we do to the forefront, and that's something that I particularly appreciate about her work. Take a look at it. I am happy to see that she's doing some things. And as I said a minute ago, I said she's busy. She is busy. She also has a weekly I'll just say a regularly scheduled program through her own talk show program, and it's on Blog Talk Radio, and which of course is a feature that's online. Anyone can create their own radio program, and once again, she's doing things, she's interviewing people, it's like a talk show, and she's the host. So she's a person, if she's not on your radar, maybe you want to just put her there. I can appreciate the energy that she's putting into not just her own research, but she's also saying, you know what, there are people who are doing things who need to be noted, who need to be honored, who need to be celebrated, and she's doing this. And I applaud her, and Internet, keep doing what you're doing. It's amazing. I am impressed with it, and it's fun to watch. You know, I'm looking forward to seeing some more. I hope in the future we're going to see some other individuals also taking the concept of not just your own personal family history, but looking at the phenomenon and looking at our peers and saying, hey, you know what? Let's tell their story as well, the story of how they do what they do, in addition to what they're finding. It is all very, very important. And I guess with that, it's something that I've just been excited in the last, a month or so to see some new things unfolding. As you know, I launched my own Civil War blog at the beginning of January. January 1st, I launched the USCT Chronicle. And I just want to speak to the theme, I guess, of the Civil War, not talking in detail about the blog itself. Hopefully, it'll pick up traction and pick up its own life. But I wanted to mention that because this is an important year. For the next 5 years, we're going to hear maybe ad nauseum, but it's something that I think that we need to make sure our voices get heard, that we will talk about the involvement of our ancestors in their fight for freedom. Thankfully, people are trying to get the story right, if I may quote my friend and colleague George Jeter, who's doing an awful lot of things to get the story right and to really document the history of our ancestors that did serve in the Civil War. Well, it is something that I'm hoping others will consider blogging about. Remember, you don't have to have had your own personal ancestor who was with the U.S. colored troops, but you have individuals who came out of that era. All of us have individuals who came out of that era. And as a result, it's time to start to tell the stories of that time period. Document those years. Document what was going on. If you don't know what's going on, take a look at the local resources. I trust you. There is somewhere a historical society that pertains to your community where you research. Maybe this is the time to make that connection. Join that historical society. If you are researching different parts of the same state, it's perhaps wise to even consider joining that state genealogical society. But more than anything else, I still want to emphasize the historical society. They have journals, usually, that they have been publishing over the years. Well, take those journals, start to check them out, start to investigate them. You can usually find these days information online about what they are doing in terms of their projects, their publications, any number of things. And, you know, you do want to look at the early issues of their own journals, particularly because there's so much to find. You want to find out what was going on or who were the early landowners in your county or your town? The Historical Society probably has a lot of that information documented. And so if anything else, I would just simply say, consider getting involved with your local group, your local community, and start to tell that story. It's such a rich history. And, you know, the people who want to hear the stories the most about what you research are probably going to come right from your own community, sort of, so to speak. I don't want to say, but I will say, your own backyard. And so I'm just saying all of that to say, hey, you know, it's time. Take a look, but tell your local story. Tell your community story. Tell your hometown story. Tell your home county or your ancestral county story. If you've researched it and you're finding some initial facts, maybe it's time. It's time to consider writing about it yourself. You know, one of the things I am currently working on that I hope to have uploaded in the next week or so is a video on looking at new methods of sharing what you do. As you always hear me say, share what you find. Well, you know, 15 years ago, there was pretty much maybe one option of sharing your family history. And you know what I mean? You go to the family reunion, and somebody's done a beautiful chart. Some are hand-drawn, some are created by computer, but it's a beautiful chart on the family's history, and it's a list of who the patriarch and the matriarch of the family were, and then all the children and grandchildren and great-grands, etc., that descend from that one individual or for that one particular couple. Well, you have a lot more options now. Many individuals are not getting their information from a book, and to be honest with you, many family books, and let's face it, let's be real here, many family books that you create from your favorite software program, they're not very interesting. They're charts, they're lists of who begot who begot who begot whom, and the information is basically kind of dry. Well, this is a chance to now to take your information and now make it come to life, bring those stories to life. Example, I was very pleasantly surprised when a friend, good friend, had shared with me a child's book that she bought. And she bought it primarily for me because it talked about a part of Arkansas where I have ancestors, and she thought I'd be interested. Well, I was very interested, and I was very, very pleased to find what I ended up finding, particularly because it was an article about a community that lived close to the Jenkins Ferry battlefield. And I was able to just look at it. It was based on a true happening, and was able to take a lot of that information, do a little bit of genealogy hunting about the characters, and was able to actually to generate some other kinds of things. People in the local community in Arkansas, where this particular story took place, read it. They became interested. They became involved with a set of circumstances pertaining to the depiction of individuals from that region. But anyway, I digress. My point simply being, you know what? It's time. It's time we tell those stories. And the point that I was making is that, you know what, you have the opportunity to tell the stories on a blog, and guess what, lots of people are going to see them. Probably the biggest challenge sometimes is to get your family to look at it, but trust me, other people outside of your family are going to appreciate seeing it. I follow people whom I've never met, may never meet, but some, because they've shared aspects of their family history or the community that they research, I have come to appreciate so much of their work. And as a result, through this unique platform that didn't exist 15 years ago, there were no blogs that were out there, or at least none that I was aware of and none that I was following. And I can say that about 5 years ago, in fact. Well, things have changed now. I'm now a blogger, and I realize the value of putting your information out there in any kind of way that you wish to, and putting your own spin on it if you wish to as well. But you know, there are so many opportunities to share. Also, I utilize the social networking sites. They didn't exist 5 years ago, 10 years ago. But now, the moment I put up a new updated post to my blog, guess what I do? I also put an announcement on Facebook. I have people who go and take a look. I have an announcement that I put up also on Twitter. I have about 300 plus followers on Twitter. And out of those, some at least will check the link and see what I may or may not be talking about. And I follow over 100 people, and I have about 360 or so followers as well. And, you know, I don't even know if I have that many relatives who would be interested in reading things that I might write about, even if it's on the family history. But it is something that we need to think about doing, is putting the information and the lessons that we have learned out there for the public. You'd be surprised the kind of response and appreciation that you're going to get from others who will read it, who will also follow that. So it's something to think about. The community is a vibrant one. I'm so happy to be a part of it. The genealogy community, the blogging community. And wow, it's opened a lot of doors for me. And trust me, it will open doors for you. You'll be introduced to a fascinating circle of individuals. So, you know, sometimes it's a good idea to maybe not upload the family story on the latest family tree program that you may use, because frankly, they're dry. But tell the stories, put some meat on the bones, so to speak, and get the family reading that part of the history, which you can enhance with photographs, all kinds of things that you can do. I'm still learning things about blogging. I still consider myself new to it. But wow, what an adventure that it's taken me down. And I hope that you all will consider doing exactly the same thing. So if nothing else, hey, make this year the year you tell the stories. So very, very important. Anyway, that's going to be it. Oh my gosh, just looked at the time. If you have been, I guess, strong enough to bear with me for the last 30 minutes while I've talked, I just want to say thank you. You know, I appreciate you being there. And I've been rambling on a bit, but I did have a little bit of a point to my ramblings, I hope. Anyway, thank you. I appreciate you for being there. And you know, I hope that you continue to do what you're doing. And in spite of the cold, some of the research you can do while you're at home online. But whatever you do, keep going. Keep at it. Keep pushing. And of course, you know, I always say keep researching. But most importantly, you do want to document your sources. You do want to do that always. So by all means, document what you found. But even beyond that, please always keep sharing what you find. Have a great week, everybody, and I'll talk to you real soon. Take care. Talk to you next time. Bye-bye.